You're listening to Your Mental Wellness Podcast for your voice and sanity with your host, Dr. Sybil Georgiana.
Hi there, and welcome back. You may have wondered if I was missing in action, and the answer is actually no, it was the other way around. And it is the same topic that I want to talk about that kept me from talking to you over the last couple of weeks, which is keep going and keep moving on and keep staying on course on what your value-driven life is all about on this planet. So it's been like several times in my life that I had these situations that make anything like a recording like this seem like the most absurd thing to come up with, because so many forces, so many obstacles, so many hindrances seem to be standing and coming up against the pursuit of sanity, mental wellness, and, you know, serving others. And so, for example, oftentimes in my earlier work, even over the last, you know, let's say 10 years as a therapist, I've come and, you know, worked with couples that came in to work on their sexual intimacy. And there were always stuff coming up from them that was kind of keeping them from being intimate together, from connecting, from being emotionally available. And so when I would bring it back to this idea of, okay, you know, how can you guys physically connect? The look I received was, you know, this, how could you propose this with everything that we're having going on? Why they came to me specifically for more support in this physical arena. And so this is how it's been feeling to me in those last couple of weeks and even months. There, you know, have been always so many things that seem to want to keep us from focusing on mental wellness and sanity, that keep us from wanting to use our voice. And at the same time, that's what we're here for on this planet. I deeply believe that we all have uniquely a specific purpose as to why we're here, why we're coming in contact with people, why we're doing the things we're doing. And, you know, we should not with any means that, you know, come against us, like, you know, we just have to keep on this course. And so, you know, again, with all of these things, entering the summer, the culture we're in, you know, things that other people are dealing with, I've been really trying to stay on course with encouraging others, with helping others to, you know, stand in their values and represent their values, helping myself stand in my values in my home life. And therefore, there wasn't, you know, the time that I set aside for this recording. But today I want to talk about this absurd sounding phenomenon that no matter how the things look around us, to just keep going, because as we keep going and what we value and what we want, you know, to make an impact on in this world, that is really the piece that keeps us sane. And for me, that is always in conjunction with my faith, my spirituality, my way of connecting with a higher power, checking in on, am I calibrated to be on that course, on that value-driven life that wants to, you know, really make a footprint on the things that I'm supposed to be doing. And so, anyways, this talk is about to keep going, although you may always, you know, you may feel yourself slipping, or you may feel that things look too absurd to keep going, or you may feel that, you know, in the face of what you're dealing with, there is no way you can keep fill in the blank. And at the same time, I do believe that that is our, you know, really that ability to remain sane. And that means with a sound mind, with good judgment, with good decision-making, as we kind of keep checking in on what we truly value and pull from our ability to, you know, go with something bigger than ourselves, which for me is my faith in that pursuit. And so I just wanted to share with you, and you may not have had it in this kind of format, but how would that even look like? So, for example, growing up in Germany and seeing how, let's say, one cultural system kind of came down and disassembled itself when I was between like 14 and 17 years of age. And I just watched it from a Western worldview, looking into an Eastern culture that kind of came apart. And I noticed that no matter what came up for that Eastern or East German, in that sense, culture, and they kind of came up with all these ways to, let's say, ban certain messages of information ban religion. So, you know, they didn't want people to pull from higher power. You know, they renamed, you know, let's say Easter was named as the vacation day with, and they call it like the hollow body chocolate, which is like short for the Easter Bunny, which is so German. Instead of saying Easter Bunny, you know, which had the worst Easter in it, in East Germany, you would buy a spring hollow body, chocolate hollow body, as they called it. But no matter what they did, you know, whatever, what obstacles they put in the way, that system could not hold its course. And I'm, you know, sometimes reminded of that time when, you know, all these obstacles were put into place and what came about, you know, did come about despite of these obstacles, people changing. And then, you know, in that sense, there was even that reunification in Germany. Another example of my own life is that my uncle wrote a memoir, and I've been thinking of that, you know, simple book where he described how it was as a 10-year-old, you know, at the end of the war in Germany, Second World War in Germany. And he describes this notion that, you know, in that time of National Socialism, you know, that people were, you know, basically encouraged to burn things that would keep them thinking, you know, in their own individualistic way, or keep them thinking in a more religious way. And so they were encouraged to bring their books and burn them on the marketplace. And so my uncle writes that his father said to a neighbor who wanted to burn a Bible, I believe something religious, that he said, you know, just don't burn the Bible. You will need that later on. You know, all this stuff came apart in my culture, you know, after that Second World War, and still certain values prevailed. And, you know, basically, I do believe contributed to that, you know, Germany moving out of the crisis and then later on even into reunification. So why am I telling you all these stories? I think they guide me in this time where there's so many obstacles and so many things that discourage us and so many things where we feel, what does it matter? You know, what's the significance here? And at the same time, I've had just these, you know, with these two examples that I've seen, like that, you know, staying on that course. You know, in the one situation, people with faith after the Second World War, and the other one, you know, believe in certain values of life and faith, and, you know, then the reunification, those kind of markers kept people going and, you know, could be overcome. So as we all may fear that there's so much always that wants to come up against us, you know, I want to invite you just to take a minute, look at your own life, look at your own set of stories that you heard or that you were part of that showed that there's something greater at work, even in favor of us in times that we may not even see. And so I just want to invite you just to reflect on that with me. That may look very different for you than it was for me. And yet there could be certain anchor points, you know, stories you heard your parents tell you or your grandparents or neighbors, or you heard from a teacher or, you know, in school, or that you were part of, where you feel there was a greater reason for you to do what you're doing or what you were doing at the time, and the sustenance in it as well. So I want to invite us just to reflect, keep going, and even take the smallest thing that comes to mind as one of those reference points to keep going. And with that, allow you to remain sane and allow yourself to remain sane. I look forward to hearing from you, any comments or questions you have. And as usual, talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us this week on Your Mental Wellness Podcast for Your Voice and Sanity. Make sure to check out our show notes. Visit our website, www.toolsforvitality.com, where you can subscribe to the show. We would appreciate it if you would tell a friend about the podcast.